Hey, this is Sunday evening and it's Finding Frequency. And my name is Werner. And I'm peering out the door and seeing a little boy sitting at a table playing with these plastiline tools, also watching his mom's phone. It's kind of a general thing to be seeing here in our house over the course of the weekend. But what a weekend it was. Definitely Francie's weekend, because we rushed out to take him to the cinema on Saturday, only to realize that, it wasn't Saturday. The tickets was for Sunday. So you can't really disappoint the kid, because if you say to him, and we did try, like we made a mistake, he wasn't too happy about it. So I guess we spent 2 days at the cinema, but it was fun because we went to Central Warsaw, walked around in a mall for the first time in I don't know how long, and sat in the cinema. Well, I sat on Sunday with the family, watching all kinds of little kids festival movies, which wasn't actually too bad. But then Saturday, I didn't have to sit in the cinema. I just walked around a little bit and enjoyed a cup of coffee. But that's not the big news of the weekend. As I wrapped up Friday, Marta and I went to the notary and we signed for our house. And just to confirm that the house is now officially ours. I thought that there were still formalities that needed to happen, but it's not true. With the notary on Friday, we signed for the ownership of the house. Now, of course, transfer needs to take place. It's probably going to take another 14 days to do everything because we have to go there and register a few things. But formally, the house now belongs to us, or maybe to the bank. But that's just between you and me, right? But yeah, so it's kind of exciting, nerve-wracking, because things have been quiet on the business side. And I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of months. But that this is the nature of entrepreneurship, I guess. But then also a huge thing happened, something else that I couldn't talk about too much. But for the last couple of weeks, Marta's been in the process of just having a conversation with a few interesting people around a potential new opportunity for her career. And guess what? On Friday, they made an offer. And while it's good for us, I mean, and I'm probably also talking a bit about this a bit prematurely, because a lot of things need to still happen, signatures, all these things. But the reason I wanted to mention that and why I'm so happy is that one of the big things that Marta has been dealing with is also, career growth. And her current employer has really been a boost in her career. But then from a longer, like zooming out perspective, I feel like Marta has been taking a little bit of a knock, you know, and confidence. And she's been working on that for the last 2 years, on confidence, believing in herself, because boy, does she have the skills. Because in the last project I worked on, she was a star. She really helped me a lot getting through the major project that I had to deliver this year, which gave me new respect for her skill set. And that being said, she much deservedly, because they're not doing her any favors. They have recognized her skills and capabilities, and the offer came through. So that means that, formally nothing much should change for us. It is a remote position. It's a global position. However, it opens the door for all kinds of interesting opportunities potentially in the future, which is really exciting. Of course, I'm also a little bit jealous, right? Because, you know, as an entrepreneur, you don't get to get all these kind of opportunities come your way. You have to create them yourself. And I'm not talking down to what Marta's achieved. Don't get me wrong. I'm just talking about my own insecurities because, there's a little bit of jealousy. Like, look at this cool thing that she's just closed down and, like, look at what she's doing. And, you know, but in the end of the day, I'm so stoked and so excited and so proud of her, to be honest. But not proud in the way that I think, hey, good girl. I'm going like, finally, she's getting the recognition that she's deserved, that she deserves. And that's what makes me so excited about this whole thing. So as much as this has been a tough year, I mean, I reflected on it today when we were walking in Warsaw, how much I miss being in the city, spending time in the city, and how my life has changed in the last 2 years. And I miss a lot of the things. I think back fondly to a lot of the things that I experienced in my initial time as an entrepreneur, and even late before I left my permanent employer. And I miss a lot of that. I really, really do miss a lot of that. And looking at where we are now, things have really changed, but it's also brought about a whole bunch of new things to think about and to get excited about. And I think with what happened on Friday for both myself and for Marta, it's just exciting. And also the last thing I would say, though, what is interesting is that, you know, it's kind of interesting because, you know, Marta and I, when we got married, we kind of lived life a lot, right? So Marta's built up a whole bunch of stuff around her, and I had the same. And in a way, the first kind of union we have is Francie. It's something we have together, someone, something. But now also with this house is truly ours. It's Marta's house, and it's my house. It's our house together, which is exciting and also kind of a new experience for us in our relationship. So, yeah, we'll see. There's a lot of planning that needs to get done, a lot of consideration. But I think the way that we've approached it, and I've spoken about this before, is that we are keeping things open and kind of flexible, because who knows what's going to happen next. Nothing is for sure. And that's the one thing we learned the last 2 years. So, yeah. Looking forward to getting into Monday. The next 2 days is going to be super busy for me, which I'm happy about, because it gives me less time to think about what's going to happen in the next couple of months, because there is a lot of uncertainty in the months ahead. But yeah, I need to anchor myself in a few things. And let's see if I can discover that. Lots to be grateful for and lots to think about when it comes to the topic of the extraordinary for the last couple of days. I hope you've had the same experience. Maybe not buying a house. That's a whole different experience. But whatever makes you feel grateful and joyful, I guess. So let's get this going. Thanks for listening.